Genesis chapter 31. And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's has he gotten all his glory. And Jacob saw the countenance of Laban, and look, it was not friendly toward him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, Return unto the land of your fathers, and to your kindred, and I will be with you. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as before, but the God of my father has been with me, and you know that with all my power I have served your father. And your father has deceived me, and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. If he said this, the speckled shall be your wages, then all the cattle bore speckled. And if he said thus, the ringstraked shall be your pay, then they bore all the cattle ringstraked. Thus God has taken away the cattle of your father, and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up my eyes, and saw in a dream, and look, the male cattle which leaped upon the cattle were ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled. And an angel of the Lord spoke unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, Here am I. And he said, Lift up now your eyes and see, all the male cattle which leap upon the cattle are ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled, for I have seen all that Laban does unto you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar, and where you vowed a vow unto me. Now arise, get you out from this land, and return to the land of thy kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him strangers? For he has sold us, and has quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which God has taken from our father, that is ours and our children's, now then whatsoever God has said unto you, do. Then Jacob rose up, set his sons and his wives upon camels. And he carried away all his cattle and all his goods, which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting, which he had gotten in Padan-Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. And Jacob stole away unaware to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob had fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, Take heed that you speak not to Jacob, either good or bad. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the Mount of Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, What have you done, that you have stolen away unaware to me, and carried away my daughters as captives taken with a sword? Wherefore did you flee away secretly and steal away from me, and did not tell me that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with songs and with tabret and with harp? And you have not let me kiss my sons and my daughters? You have now done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spoke unto me yesternight, saying, Take you heed that you speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And now, though you would needs be going, because you are sore longing after your father's house, yet wherefore have you stolen my gods? And Jacob answered and said to Laban, Because I was afraid, for I said, Peradventure they would take by force your daughters from me. With whoever you find your gods, let him not live. Before our brothers discern you what is yours with me, and take it with you. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tent, but he found them not. And he went out of Leah's tent, and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images, and put them in the camel's furniture, and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. And she said to her father, Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before you, for the custom of women is upon me. And he searched, but found not the images. And Jacob was angry, and argued with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, What is my trespass? What is my sin, that you have so hotly pursued after me? Whereas you have searched all my stuff, and what have you found in all of my household stuff? Set it here before my brothers and your brothers, that they may judge between us both. This 20 years I've been with you. Your ewes and your she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of your flock have I not eaten. And that which was torn of beast I brought not unto you. I bore the loss of it. Of my hand did you require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus it was, in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus I have been 20 years in your house. I served you 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your cattle, and you have changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely you would have sent me away and now empty. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked you night before last. And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that you see is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children which they have borne? Now therefore come you, let us make a covenant, I and you, and let it be for a witness between me and you. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brothers, Gather stone. And they took stones and made a heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jeger Sahadutha, but Jacob called it Galeed. And Laban said, This heap is a witness between me and you this day. Therefore was the name of it called Galeed and Mizpah. For he said, The Lord watch between me and you when we are absent one from another. If you shall afflict my daughters, or if you shall take other wives besides my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is witness between me and you. And Laban said unto Jacob, Look at this heap, and behold this pillar, which I have cast between me and you. This heap will be a witness, and this pillar will be a witness, that I will not pass over this heap to you, and you will not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. The God of Abraham and the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge between us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mount, and called his brothers to eat bread. And they did eat bread, and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose up, and kissed his sons and his daughters, and blessed them. And Laban departed, and returned unto his place.